Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi brings down the Medrash Rabbah that says a big yisoid that we had at the end of the last week's parsha. Brings down Esav et Toldosav b'derech Sara, and then it starts over here and speaks about Yaakov b'derech Arucha. Why is it that way? Zot Rashi lefi shem shuvim lefnei amakom laharich behem, because Yaakov et Toldosav dainu l'shvatim klal Yisrael ach shuvim lefnei amakom laharich behem. And you find also by Asara Doras Ad Noyach, then by Noyach it's Marech. Bechein Asara Doras Ad Avram, then by Avram it's Marech. Zokt Rashi, Moshul Margoliyah Shenofla Bein HaChol. Adam Mashvish B'chol, a Margoliyah, a diamond fell in the sand. As he takes a sifter, he's Mashmesh the Chol until he finds the diamond. As Wadim Hashem is Mashmesh the other Goyim in the world until he finds the Yidden, because they're Hashem's diamonds. As this is a beautiful Rashi, like every Rashi, but this is a beautiful meaning for us in life. Who you are and what you are. And to understand it with a real depth, we are the diamonds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's hundreds and thousands of people in the world. Avadenim Shel Chol. And then there are people, they're the diamonds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash brings another mashal. Yaakov bnei Yisrael adoyme to the chita, and Esav ubanov is doyme to the teven, the moitz, the psul of the oichel. We're what's chashev. We're what's important in the world, and we're diamonds. It's very important to never forget who you are and what you are if you're a yid. And there's even a more powerful message over here. Arei Esav was a yid. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Yud Zayin, he was Yisrael Mumar. He was born a Yid. They were both born from parents that were big tzaddikim. A tzaddik and a tzaddikis. Esav made a decision in life, and Yaakov made a decision in life. Esav decided to live his life al derech hagoyim. Yaakov decided to live his life al derech kedusha. Esav became chol. Yaakov became a diamond. Esav also could have been a diamond. He gave up on being a diamond. He ran after things that turned him into chol. Yaakov made a decision in life. He's going to bring out the yofi of the beautiful diamond of the neshama that's inside of him. He was Isaac in Taira, in MS. He didn't steal. He was honest. And he became a diamond. He was always a diamond, but his diamond stayed a diamond, and it became even more beautiful and more beautiful with more and more facets. Every year, every day, he added another facet to his diamond, and he became a stunning, sparkling diamond. Esav, on the other hand, lived his life in a different way, and he destroyed his diamond kite, and he became chol. Every yid has a choice, a decision in front of him. Which Mahalach HaChaim are you going to choose? Are you going to be machazik yourself in Torah and mitzvahs, and by doing so, you're polishing your diamond, you're adding more carats to your diamond. You're a beautiful diamond that one day will be the keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or if you want, if you live the other life, the life of shiflus and the life of lehepich mizeh, running after money, v'tanugei olam hazeh, v'kol ma she'esav ran after, as you're taking that beautiful diamond and you're turning it into chol. Where's your kivun in life? Where are you heading in life? What do you want to be? What do you identify? Are you Hashem's diamond? Never forget, every one of you is Hashem's diamond. You're precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you follow in the mitzvahs, in the Torah that Hashem gave to you, as you will become a more beautiful and a more sparkling diamond. Kol echot kifi mashahu. Rashi then continues that Yaakov looked at all the alufim of Esav. Wow, how could we get rid of all the alufim of Esav? There's hundreds, there's thousands. Mi yochol lichbash es kulam. Maksiv lamata. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Vahoye beis Yaakov esh, ubeis Yosef lava, ubeis Esav lakash. Nitzis echad yoytze mi yosef shemakala v'soyrif es kulam. We look at the world, we look at our nisyonos. How could we overcome it? There's so many. They're so great. The goyishkeit that's around the world, the goyim that are around the world. How are we ever going to be mitgaber? It's too hard. There's too much in front of us. Shetedelecha, you don't need too much. One erlecha yid, Yaakov Avinu, and Yosef HaTzadik, that hold stark. They're ish in the Yiddishkeit. They hold with the fire of a reisuhu de rosach be. They learn with the fire. They live with the fire. They're alive. They brenn for Torah. They brenn for chesed. They brenn for mitzvahs. And that seiris kol ha'lufim shel Esav. U'kumay shahayim me'anesh shel Chanukah. Kama Yehudim. They were masr nafshom al kedushas Hashem. They lit the fire of the neshama, and they were seiref elef alofim of yevanim, millions of yevanim. Because a yid is a koyach. Every yid is a beautiful koyach, a powerful koyach. He's beautiful like a diamond, and he's powerful like a esh. He can tue oif in his world. Don't underestimate yourself. You could accomplish. What is Yosef's nitzutz that we see, as we have in the parsha, the story of Eishes Potiphera? He had a tremendous nisayon. He was alone in a place far away from home. He was in the middle of Manhattan. He wasn't in the frum areas. He was in a place that's kuloi gayish. He went on a business trip and no one was there. Whatever he did, no one would ever know at home. Came along Eishes Potiphera. And she was mafatim with tanuge oilom hazeh. And he held strong day after day. She held strong. He didn't do a chet. He held stark to his Yiddishkeit. He was strong. He held on doing the right thing. That's the nitzus of Yosef HaTzadik. When a person holds strong and he holds fest to do the right thing, that is a powerful koyach. That could be seiref. Kol hanitzaitzis that are around him, kol akash that's around him, he was seiref. And what did he become? Melech Mitzrayim. He became a shelet al kulam. The Medrash says, ubedin emlach. Guf shaloi nena ba'aveira was loivish bigdei malchus. Roi shaloi hirer ba'aveira became the chacham, that everyone in Mitzrayim was makir his chachma. When a person is shomer on his kedusha and he uses himself for Torah and mitzvahs, for me, this Taivais, as that's the Nitzitz HaKedusha, which goes and burns down anything in front of him, anything that blocks him, and allows him to raise above all odds. And that's the Eish of the Menorah, the powerful lesson of the Menorah, the Dairei Dairis. They went against all odds, against thousands. But when the Eish of the Yehudi is Seiref, as it has a koyach, to be oyla, lamayla, ulamayla. There's so many people here. Who am I? What am I? What can I accomplish in Yiddishkeit? I'm a working person. I learn, okay, a little bit on the side. What could I accomplish? If you'd only realize how every iskabrus, every standing on doing the right thing, is a eish gadol. You're beautifying your diamond. You're a beautiful person. You're chavim ma'i l'Hashem. And that eish that you have, that starkeit that you have, is a nitzus gadol, a step closer to bringing the gula. It'll help you have gula in your pratiyistic life. And it'll help kol klal Yisrael have gula in everything they need. It's also the beginning of the parsha, the lessons what we have to learn. Esav, it says bekitzer, because they're not interesting. Dirt is boring. There's nothing to it. Olam hazeh, all their books, all their things, all their movies, it's one schmutz, one piece of dirt. You want to turn yourself into dirt? You could be a diamond. You could be a beautiful star. Don't dirty your neshama. Keep yourself clean. Mitchaber to Torah, mitchaber to Kedusha. Loi oid. It looks like there's so much in front of us. How could we be oimed about one nitzreitz, one spark of Yiddishkeit, one spark of MS, one spark of Torah, one spark of Tefillah, one spark of Midas? You'll be amazed how far it could go. That's the message of the Ner Chanukah, which is the message of the Golus Achron Lefnei the Gula, from the Golus Achron Lefnei the Gula Hasida. Keep the Yiddish spark going. And Be'ezus Hashem, those little sparks that you have, whatever it is, even if it's learning for an hour, a half an hour, but it's a spark. You're full of life in it. Those midos tovos, those mitzvahs. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be seiref harvei kitrugim that are oimed lifneinu, harvei nisyenes, and be able to be zeicha to Yeshuas and brachas l'kol klal Yisrael, k'moy shehaya with Yaakov and Yosef, that even though they had nisyenes, they were oimed, and they were misala, and they were misraimim. Huadin kol echad meitanu should be misala, misraimim. Lavi gulas Yeshuas and brachas l'kol echad l'kol klal Yisrael b'mehera.